Creating diverse venture capital firms is possible if you're willing to do it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Venture capital firms are known for being an incredibly exclusive group. The firms themselves are often small. Even smaller is the number of partners, the actual decision makers who control hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars. At the biggest firms, there might be a dozen partners max. And if you're an entrepreneur wanting some of that money, it definitely helps to have gone to college with one of those partners. KPOR Capital is trying to be more inclusive in who it promotes and funds. One way it's different is that it finds founders primarily through a submission form on its website instead of networking. Here's Mitch KPOR, the firm's founding partner.
It is liberating because it means you don't have to know us. You don't have to have a warm intro as a founder to get attention because we put everybody through a uniform process. So it's not who you know. It's do you close gaps?
There's also a pretty common argument among the firms that I've spoken to that it's really hard to diversify their partnerships because in some cases, firms don't have that many partners. It takes years to develop someone. But KPOR Capital has four partners and two of them are people of color. Why is your strategy so different?
Well, we made a commitment to having a diverse team and funding a diverse portfolio when we started, you know, a dozen years ago. You know, they say the best time to plant a forest is 500 years ago. The second best time is today. So achieving diversity on your team is something that is an ongoing process. If you rethink sort of who are in your networks, which demo days you go to, you broaden your network to be wider in every possible way, your network out of which you recruit, you know, is going to reflect that over time. There isn't a quick fix, but there are absolutely things that you can do.
I feel like I have been doing these interviews for a while and a lot of people say the same things. And some of the things sound just like what you're saying, except the difference is that you and your firm have actually done it. Is it just a failure of will?
People are, if I, try to lend a sympathetic ear to what I'm hearing, they are trying. But the question is, do they take it seriously or not? Because anyone who's been in tech knows that if it's not a top three priority, it does not get done. And part of the problem is it requires holding up a mirror and understanding that if you're like a white male VC, you have had a set of advantages that other people have not had that have gotten you where you've gotten. And you have to hold up a mirror and say, that's not fair. And I need to do something to fix that.
What made you hold up that mirror?
Well, I'd say two things. So first is I grew up in the 50s and 60s as a kind of nerd at a time when it was very uncool. So I was an outsider's outsider and have always had that perspective. But I would give credit to my wife and partner, Frieda KPOR Klein, who has been doing this kind of work for decades, her entire adult life, for being an influence, a patient and most of the time influence on me to, you know, help me reconsider and really bring me closer to the lived experiences of people who come from very different backgrounds. And so over time, I was able to connect my own sense of how bad it felt to be excluded from things with the broader life experiences of people that have, experienced systemic racism. And I know that's a loaded word, but I think we need to get comfortable including it in our discourse.
Mitch KPOR is the founding partner of KPOR Capital. And now for some related links. We've got a link to KPOR Capital's submission page at our website, marketplacetech.org. And I want to reiterate that the reason we keep talking about diversity in VC is both, you know, moral, but also because the lack of diversity is leaving money on the table. As KPOR says, genius is evenly distributed by zip code, but opportunity is not. Want some charts and graphs? Oh, I know you do. I will start by reminding you of our interview last October with Carla Harris of Morgan Stanley about their research that says that by not investing in more diverse founders, venture capital as an industry could be missing out on $4 trillion in value. Boston Consulting Group finds increasing diversity in leadership groups boosts innovation, and that innovation translates into new products that generate revenue that's 19 percentage points higher than companies with below average diversity scores. Improving innovation seems very relevant, by the way, at tech companies and startups. And a 10-year study from First Round Capital found that companies with female founders outperform all male-founded companies by 63%. And so on and so on. So if the growing mountain of evidence of possible profits doesn't make diversity in investing and hiring a top three priority, I can't imagine what those other priorities look like. And if I were a pension fund investing in one of those firms, I'd be asking that question. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.